Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tracy Stallard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pasquale. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pasquale. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martin. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Martin steals second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani moves to second. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard bunts towards the mound. Pasquale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pasquale. Pagliarani scores. Hardy goes all the way around to score. Stallard moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stallard moves to third. 1 out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. 2 outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Green reaches second base with a double. Malzone scores. Runnels moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to second for the out. Runnels scores. Green scores. 2 outs. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling catches it and throws to first to double up Killebrew. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Bill Plyce now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive towards left. Lemon chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Geiger scores. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. Malzone moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels bunts towards the mound. Plyce fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Green steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Plyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plyce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Green moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Martin moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. Martin tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Malzone for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Altobelli pinch hits for Bill Plyce. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. Altobelli moves to second. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy strikes out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Geiger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhulst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Hal Narragon pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Arnold Early now pitching. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Hal Narragon. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Green strikes out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.